In this episode of What the Prophets Say, join me, Emma Stark, Jonah Wilson, and Louise Reed as we talk aura rings and the spirit of the false prophet. It's a good one. Hello, glorious humans of the world. It's What the Prophets Say with me, Emma Stark, and I'm joined in the studio today by some of your favourites, my besties, your favourites. What a glorious conversation. I get to hang out with my besties. You get to listen to your favourites. What could be better? Grab a cup of tea. Grab a cup of coffee.
Go on a run.
A run?
Yeah. Be pacey in the new spacey.
I don't know. I don't know about you. In America, we listen to podcasts while we run. It's like our workout. Really? It's the way they get...
Oh, I didn't understand.
Yeah. I have no grid to receive that information.
What's a run?
What is a run, Louise Reed? Anyway, you can hear from the voices. It's Louise Reed and Jonah Wilson.
Hello. No, we're going to get emails now. Us
well, listen, that's not the worst thing we've ever said.
You run in the airport. You get all your exercise in the airport.
Listen,
in and out, in and out.
If I didn't think that those Apple Watch things were so flipping ugly, I would wear one to see how many steps I do during one preach.
You can get, don't have to have an Apple Watch for that.
Do you not?
Your iPhone will do it.
Your iPhone, or are you familiar with the new thing is beyond the Apple Watch now. It's the Aura Ring.
Oh, yes.
The what?
But the Aura Ring.
But spell that.
Everything.
Like Aura, like.
A-U-R-A?
Yeah, I think so.
It's
now you sound dodgy. Okay, Jonah Wilson, you sound dodgy.
Have you got one?
I don't, but
they're
it's
big, ugly rings.
It's just it's a ring, but it monitors everything around your finger. Everything from
like what? Your stress, sleep, your type of sleep,
your cycle of the month. It's all there. All of the data is.
Oh dear,
yeah. Nice to know all of. Too much information.
So that is, and then that just gives you something to panic about, doesn't it? Seriously,
or prepare for?
No, no. My God has secured my. Future. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yes.
I'm thin in the spirit.
And she runs in airports.
And I run in airports.
Yes. I only run if I am late or if there's an emergency.
I have never seen you run in all the years I've known you.
What?
No.
Well, I can give you a demonstration later if you'd like.
Please. Okay.
Moving swiftly on. Okay. Let's see how you segue this time. I'm a star.
It's like a test you give me for every episode to turn it into something.
Yes. How are you
from
going to
aura
turn the
ring
ship?
To false prophet?
Oh,
now there you go.
No, there we go.
The aura of the false prophet.
Oh, you're winning. Give that man a marketing job.
We'll keep him.
We did.
He's a keeper.
Okay.
At least for 3 years, right? That's when my visa's up. We'll see what happens then.
Wow. Yes. Uh huh. We're blessed. So we do actually want to talk about the false prophet and it's...
And to understand, get a better understanding of what we're talking about.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Now, guys, hold on to your hats. This is actually quite serious stuff. A little bit of teaching because you need to know. And I'll tell you how we came into this. After some of the things that we've walked through here, we're trying to understand how do we go to war? How do we win? How are we going to work with overcoming and being empowered by the grace of God? And those questions in pioneering ministries are very often on the table because we want to see breakthrough and we want to see the fruitfulness of God in our lives. And we have done many turns and broadcasts and understandings around Jezebel, around Leviathan. We've been in those books in scripture that detail those particular demonic entities, those principalities, as we call them, and the sense that we've come to a time in the earth where I have thought, well, I don't think this is our usual set of demons that we would be aware of, that we would have an understanding of how we war for breakthrough. So I came to the place of I need to know the wiles of the enemy. Mm. And of course, Jezebel will seduce you. And not necessarily sexual, though very often, but she will find your price in terms of gold, glory, fame, position, followers, likes. Where will you compromise? Where will you go, oh, I really want this gig because it's, you know, gives me notoriety. She'll find your price. So seduction in all its forms. Leviathan in its confusion and its sense of
pride
and its biting at death. We've done, you know, many times. And then the Lord said to me, it's the day of Revelation 13. Now, Revelation 13, quite complicated because it's end times scriptures. And we needn't be scared of those, but the first beast in Revelation 13 is the Antichrist, and the second beast is the spirit of the false prophet, hear me, is a spiritual entity. Mm. I don't think that we call the Antichrist or the false prophet principalities, but they are forceful and most senior, clearly the most senior of Satan's kingdom. And they are beyond our usual understanding and our usual conversation. Now, what is noteworthy here is that they, the false prophet spirit, actually, can you read, Louise, Revelation 13, 15 to 17, mm-hmm. summation of what it attempts to do? This is the spirit of the false prophet.
15 to 17. It says this, the second beast was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast.
So that is the support and the uh-huh. interaction between the Antichrist yeah. and the false prophet.
Yeah. In cahoots, we would yeah. say.
And giving and putting puppets, bringing puppets, mm-hmm. Giving life to images. Mm-hmm. In other words, they're the spirits puppeteering. Mm-hmm.
So interesting.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
So that the image could speak and cause all who refuse to worship the image to be killed.
So it is a false worship of them, of their ideology, their demonic ideology. But what I want you to grab from that scripture is that the false prophet there is the active spirit, and it's active in one aim, to have you killed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'll keep going.
Yeah.
It also forced all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hands or on their foreheads, so that they could not buy or sell unless they had the mark, which is the yeah. name of the beast or the number of its name.
Now, I don't know quite what that is in terms of, you know, imagery, in terms of how that applies practically.
Yeah.
So we're not going to jump to yeah. barcodes or any weird other
things.
There's
lots of suggestions.
Lots
about
of suggestions. That. But we do understand that that is the conversation around a value system. Yeah.
Right.
A value system of wrongly honoring the false prophet, wrongly honoring the Antichrist, that disables you from your flow of resources. So the two noteworthy things mm-hmm. of that, and the coming of the false prophet, the Antichrist first and then the false prophet spirit, is how can I kill you?
Yeah.
So it's assassination, murder, destruction. And how can I dry up your resources and your supply lines? Mm-hmm. Now, if the Lord is saying we're in these days, you need to know that the prayers that you're going to have to deal with mm-hmm. are for life and for resources.
That's right.
For the flow of reputational health, for the flow of being alive physically, and for being well resourced. This is going to be the battle of the saints in this day.
And it's important to note, you're not saying, I've found the Antichrist, this is what he looks like, he's
no.
on the scene. You're saying there's precursors.
Yes.
There's spirits.
And there's spirits.
Correct.
It's really important that we understand
yes.
that, and that we're talking
yes.
about spirits mm-hmm. that have been alive from the dawn of creation.
Yes.
That is active and alive here today, that is trying to seek to kill, steal, and destroy from the prophets.
And the highest functioning in Satan's
kingdom
and hierarchical structure of authority mm-hmm. and empowering back and forth, because Satan, as we read in other revelatory scriptures, Revelation, delegates authority. Mm-hmm. So they're working with, and actually in that verse that you first read, they're delegating authority and supporting each other mm-hmm. in the journey of destruction and mm-hmm. puppeteering eventually men and women to physically do their work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, I think we need to know that this is the battle of our age.
Yeah.
Now, eventually they will be present in people and we will see that. But you're right to say that. And I think we need to know, therefore, that the warfare base has changed.
Mm-hmm.
And the warfare is not back off Leviathan and Jezebel, unless, of course, you are dealing with that and the Lord tells you. But the warfare point is, I need people in my life who will agree for life.
Mm-hmm.
I
right.
need people in my life who will bless me mm-hmm. into the flow of resources as your standard entry prayer for each other.
Mm-hmm.
This base prayer, this base place, this start place of how you intercede for each other is a flow of resources and a flow of life. Come on, we've been used to playing, I bless you, I bless the cascade of the glory of God over your life, I bless you into health, valid prayers. Mm-hmm. But your good friendship groups need to be starting with an understanding of the words that actually deal with the enemies of the day. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think something that's important to note with that is, and we've talked about this before, death structures and what's propping up really you, your church. Is it a life structure? Is it a death structure? Mm-hmm. Just a really easy markers to go back and look and see in scripture. It says, bless those who curse you, pray for those who persecute you. Yeah. If you're in a structure and an environment that is not doing that, danger. I would say danger, run for the hills, because you're already in a death structure, which is giving way for the Antichrist and false prophet spirit to enter into you.
So you're identifying a structure that will host a false prophet spirit when it's lost the art of blessing.
It has. If it's lost the art of blessing, you're at least giving a doorway. You're opening up your doorway to the demonic to have a false prophet.
It's very easy, actually, for a structure to become that, Louise, isn't it? Shockingly easy, where it's like, because everybody likes a common enemy. And so rather than making the common enemy the devil, there's a whole movements that are quite empowered.
I'm glad we were warned about that, because otherwise we'd be thinking, demonic interference.
Yeah. So the whole movement's empowered by a common enemy that the culture then is not the enemy of the spirit realm, but the enemy of your denomination, your songs, your theology, your dress code. I mean, it doesn't take long in social media to see that people make living out of falling into that exposure, critique.
Petty stuff.
Cancel culture is propped up on the Antichrist.
On the death structure.
Canceling
is death. But you know what strikes me is this is a complicated subject that we're talking about.
Of course it is.
Or complex, I should say. But the simplicity of the kingdom is you know, if anybody's listening and thinking, oh my goodness, this is above my pay grade. No, just keep choosing life.
Just
keep decreeing life, and that will keep you in the right place. And then you can become aware of the other things, but not to feel that this is too much for me or whatever. This is going to become very clear.
This is very straightforward prayers.
Yes.
So can we just sit in what you said for absolute clarity, because it's very helpful, Jonah, is that sense of if you are in an organizational structure, church structure, business structure, whatever it happens to be, family structure for that matter, that is speaking a cancelling, a sarcasm, a cynicism, a criticism journey together verbally, it will have opened doors to the essence of what the false prophet spirit is, which is about devouring and death. And actually, though you think you're agreeing together, that movement eventually will have its supply line shut up because...
Well, I mean, the reality is, and we were talking about this earlier... before the broadcast, I think yesterday, we were talking about you don't immediately hand yourself over to delusion.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's a process. You don't go through Romans 2 and just immediately you wake up and say, I'm going to start canceling people and cursing people. It happens slowly over time.
And wounding does that to you,
which is why you need to be in a daily place of checking your heart, processing, healing, making sure you're closing any unintentional doorways to the demonic. How are you processing through? And I want to also emphasize, we're not saying if someone has hurt you that you can't speak about that.
Absolutely.
There's a difference between where you see Paul even say the blacksmith, danger, he has greatly hurt me and he's hurting the body.
Uh-huh. Yes.
But he stops there. After that, it's kind of like, here's the danger.
I've alerted you to it, and he's
moved forward. If you see a continual pattern of talking and talking,
toxic.
And talking, that's where it starts to step toxic, yeah. and that's where it starts to step into cursing.
And that's the false prophet spirit behind it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah,
absolutely.
And we can actually hold one another accountable in a pleasant way. But wouldn't that be great if you don't
speak those things?
That when somebody's being honest and they're even just confessing how they feel about something or giving a warning.
Yep.
But once it tips over into a little bit more opinion, starting to move into a little bit of cursing, it's you tap them on the shoulder or you invite the tap from somebody else. You know, keep me accountable, keep me right here so that I stay in the flow of life. Rather than moving into something that is more dangerous and on a sliding scale.
Yes. And cultures that are polarized will have the false prophet spirit. They are devouring the
people
true
groups.
Remnant.
Yeah. I mean, you look at civil wars. I look at America and I look at the civil war that broke out. And if we look time-wise where we are now, we're on a verge, if something doesn't shift and change, of a civil war because there is such a anti and an othering.
Yes.
And I'm superior, you're not, I've heard, you have not, that othering. It's challenging.
It is. I mean, I think we're very content to say that we already are in civil war on social media. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
The civil war that comes with tanks and bullets and guns is now enabled because we have started civil war on social media.
Yeah.
We already have ideology civil war, theology civil war, social media civil war, and actually cultural civil war is already in play. We've already lost out to that sense of you must die, you must be devoured. And that is exactly what you read to us from Revelation 13. So the need to contend for life, but to realize that the association there is that under that assignment and under that curse, your resourcing dries up.
Yeah.
Now, it's beholden on us then to go to the difference between the false prophet in the Old Covenant and the false prophet in the New Testament so we understand the difference. Bizarrely and fascinatingly, the false prophet in the Old Testament is a much lesser thing. Yeah. Seriously, although the Bible talks repetitively about the false prophet in the Old Testament, it is very specifically contained. And so it is contained to a beware of their visions and their dreams.
Yes.
So Deuteronomy 13, I'm in verses 1-5, it warns against the prophets who lead people astray with things that are false words. Jeremiah 23 tells the people not to listen to the false prophets who fill them with words from their own minds. Ezekiel 13 condemns the prophets who speak out of their own imaginations. And it's a sense of the person's not the problem, but the revelation that they carry is a false vision, a false dream.
It's quite straightforward.
It's
in a
quite
way.
Straightforward.
It's not very
I
want to
push
subtle.
That a little bit too,
yes.
because we don't intentionally go into, I want to give a false word. None of us intentionally step there. Yeah. So I would even push and say the revelation actually could be from the Lord. Where is your application and interpretation coming from?
It goes squim because you then start to filter it through your own thinking. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we've seen that an awful lot. When you jump into the new covenant, the concept of the false prophet takes on a much deeper weight and a greater ugliness. And who has got open Matthew 7, verse 15?
Yeah, so Matthew 7, verse 15, be on your guard against false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravaging wolves.
So, and there's, or destroying, depending on your translation.
Ferocious wolves.
Ferocious wolves, is it in your translation, Louise?
By their fruit you'll recognize them.
Yeah, verse 16, you'll recognize them by their fruit. Yeah. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Yeah.
In other words, it is deeply, deeply destructive from their inward core. They are wanting destruction.
It's very different.
It's very different from beware a vain dream, a vain imagination, of an inappropriate wrong vision, to the core of them is set upon destruction. Mm-hmm. Now, interestingly, I think you can go there by being too kind. So when you see in the Old Testament, particularly in Jeremiah, beware the false prophets, peace, peace. Mm-hmm. And I have not spoken to them. In the New Covenant, when you are dealing with the approach of the judgment seat of God, the white throne at the end of time, when you are dealing with the fact that the kingdom is now here, when you are dealing with the fact that the Spirit is indwelling, all those things that don't exist in the Old Testament, and the post-cross, Jesus has come, and we have the options to follow him or to not follow him, we're in much more sober days.
Mm-hmm. It should put the fear of the Lord in you.
It should put the fear of the Lord in you.
Even in verse 21, just a few verses later, not everyone will come into the kingdom of heaven, but only those who do the will of my Father. And he's talking about fruit here.
The narrow road.
Everything is talking about fruit here and what the false prophet operates out of fruit versus...
Jesus changes everything. I mean, Jesus changes everything. And so... clearly you can't get saved just by obedience in the law because it's gone. That concept is gone. And so here we are. And if you dare speak peace, peace, when Jesus is actually saying, get holy, turn around, you can actually be ravenously destructive by saying God wants to bless you when God is actually saying, beware, I'm a holy God. You need to stop that behavior. You can actually bring a destruction to people by cotton candy, fluffy saccharine words.
Even Peter saying to Jesus, oh, no. And then his response, get behind me, Satan.
Yes.
I mean, it is very serious not to dumb down or negate.
No matter what God is saying.
The truth is.
So that we're looking for those who the false prophet spirit has shadowed, and actually, whether knowingly or unknowingly, there is ravenous destruction. And actually what the outcome of listening to their words is that you end up dead.
I know you're laughing, but it's just...
It's so true. You do end up dead. That's
you
exactly
end up dead.
How it is.
And can I say, we have groups that we've heard touch into this, particularly within Christian nationalism, which is a death belief system.
It is.
And the false prophet spirit is absolutely behind that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Your politics will save you, you know.
If we just get a nation righteous, if we just put the right laws into place.
And all of that stuff. And then in addition to that, you got to know that this then has this deeply financial impact, where the agreement is you shouldn't be able to eat and drink. You shouldn't be able to trade. You shouldn't be able to buy and sell. You shouldn't be able to move house because nothing is released.
Can I even dare say, I think a sign will be you will have prophets who are not speaking peace, peace, and that will be barring them from being able to buy and trade, because you'll have a spirit that's actually speaking peace, air quotes, that's saying, why aren't you partnering with this? We're ushering in nations into peace, and you're speaking an opposite spirit. You're the enemy, and it will start to other the prophets and try to seek to kill the prophets.
Yes. I mean, I think we're going to be living in this for years, and our understanding will heighten and grow, so don't panic.
And it's not going to happen overnight.
No, don't panic if it's not all clear.
That's why the warning is here. That's why the Lord's saying, danger, hey, heads up, we're in Revelation 13. He's preparing the bride.
Yes, yes. And so I think that what the Lord is asking of us today is to begin our understanding. And today to say, you need to start with the decrees of life over yourself right now. And you need to be established with each other in trade and a flowing of resources that will secure you for when these things are fully up and running against you.
Yeah. I mean, he's giving us strategy.
Yes.
At the outset. And we shouldn't be alarmed, because he says, don't be alarmed. These things must happen. Mm-hmm. And then the end will come. And the end is glorious.
Yes.
But there is going to be this period of time, and we've got to get to start with. I mean, I think it's brilliant that the simplicity of the decrees that we can make, even at this stage, over our lives, over our families, those that we love, decreeing life and decreeing the flow of resources. It's as simple as that, but we're holding something in place.
Yes.
As the rest starts to follow on and things are unpacked.
And I think this awareness that support of the false prophet spirit and the Antichrist spirit in that Revelation 13 chapter, they're backing each other.
Mm.
The job ultimately there is that they want empire supported.
Yeah.
They want Babylon kept in place.
Yeah.
They want demonic trade in place.
Mm-hmm.
And that is done by a certain sort of support of politics.
Mm.
And the false prophet and Antichrist support the man-made systems of politics and empire in the wrong way of that being the hope and that being where you put all of your energy. So I think that's our, what we would say in Britain, our starter for 10, our first few steps into. And so an understanding of this, Louise and Jonah, would you be able to release the prayers that we're starting to learn we need to pray over our dear podcast listeners of life coming, abundant life, health, energy, vitality, strength rising, and the protection of a people to be in fully alive mode and appropriating the blood of Jesus into full life. And then, Jonah, if you can deal with that blessing over resources flowing back and forth, because that's the battle of this moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Louise.
Yeah. Well, join me, listeners, watchers, whatever, join me, because we're going to decree over our own lives and we're going to decree over one another. And our decree really is life. So in Jesus' name, by the power of his blood and the fullness of the resource of heaven and the finished work of Jesus, we decree life and life in all its fullness. We submit fully into the narrow path of the fullness of life, because it is a narrow path. And even as you say the words, just be aware in your spirit of what is opening up, and the boundaries are coming into place, that you're being shored up into a place and a space that is life, and life in all its fullness, the flow of life, the goodness, the character of God, and the safety of his kingdom only. It's the only place to be. So in Jesus' name, over myself, over my family, join with me, over my family, over those pertaining to me in any way, I decree life, the life of the kingdom and the life of the King, the life of the Spirit, in Jesus' name. And this is something that you're going to have to repetitively do.
Absolutely. Yeah. And right now we just decree over you that in his word it says, above all things, I wish for you to prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. So first right now, Lord, we just speak over the souls of every individual that is listening right now and their families. Lord, bring them into healing, bring them into full deliverance. We speak right now full healing for the soul. And out of the soul, Lord, we speak full healing of their body, that their body comes into a redeemed state. We speak over their finances. We speak over their household, over their family, and even over family's family, over generations right now. We speak over the generations, Lord, that there will be a blessing that flows, that they will be a resource. And Lord, I speak over their minds, that you are giving them entrepreneurial mindsets to be a resource in this season. Lord, we speak an uncapping and uncapping and uncapping in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Wow. And actually, thank you guys for that, because we're going to have to, as you say, Louise, repeat these. You will be able to buy and sell in Jesus' name.
Yeah,
you will be able to buy and sell in Jesus' name. All that needs to be accomplished in that. So thank you for joining us for another episode of What the Prophets Say. We've been delightful. I hope you're blessed. Bye.
Amen.
Hello, friends. I've got something exciting to share with you. If you want to reach out and grab hold of our hands so that we can take you to the next level, you need to download our Par TV app today. Go to partv.app, and we have there exclusively podcast Par resources that run alongside the podcast for more activation of the power of God in your life. Make sure that you've not missed this opportunity to dive deeper on the partv.app.